This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another, and don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation, but then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano, and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof, while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof, massaging leather appointed seats are available features.
G'day everyone, welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter, LyleSwithenBank. E-N-B-A-N-K, as in bank. At Ethos Pels is the show on Twitter. We'd love for you to go and give us a follow and give us a subscribe and all that sort of carry-on that we do on this show. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, like and subscribe. Give us that 5-star rating if you're that way inclined. And if you've got a couple of minutes, that'd be fantastic to leave a little comment, as we love seeing them. And we appreciate all of the support as the show continues to grow. Apologies first and foremost for the delay in getting this show out this week. I was getting ready for my new job that I'm about to start, a bit of life update, and then we had my family around for a early Christmas celebration, so that was fantastic all of yesterday. So watched the Dallas game in the morning in between getting the house ready to have everyone around. So that was a little bit of breaking the fourth wall, I get, but getting behind the scenes. But otherwise, we're going to talk about the two Dallas games and also a little bit of Zion news that we've seen pop up in the last couple of days. So let's kick it off. But of course, before we do that, we're going to thank mybookie.ag. Use the code HoopBall when you sign up, and that'll give you a deposit match up to 100%. And obviously, there's heaps of deals and stuff over there as well. So you can go and have a look and, do some gambling if you'd like. But obviously, gamble responsibly and look after yourselves. Don't chase your losses because it's not worth it. Just do what you can. And if you have a win, well, you're all the better for it. And manscaped.com. Use the code HOOPBALL20, HOOPBALL20. At checkout, that'll give you 20% off and free shipping. The Lawnmower 4.0 is alive and well, so go and get yourself one of them and treat yourself this festive season. It is always a good time of year, and everyone seems to be in a better mood for the most part, you know. But I do like this time of year, and obviously, in Perth, we're in the Southern Hemisphere, so it's currently heading into summer, or it is the fifth day of summer now, and it's nice and warm. It's getting hot, which is my preference in terms of weather. But anyway, all right, let's talk about what we came here for. Firstly, we'll do the Zion news. I did say sort of rattle that off at the end, but Zion Williamson cleared to recommence full training. That was a couple of days ago that was announced. 3 hours later, it was announced that he had a sore foot, and that he was going to continue to rehab it, and he's just pushed it back a little bit. There was no structural damage, nothing like that. It was purely that after having an injury, it pulled up a little bit sore, and he had to take it easy. He had to ease off a little bit, and that's not unexpected. I think anyone coming back from injuries that are weight-bearing are going to take a little bit of time, or a part of an explosive movement are going to take a little bit of time. You're going to get that soreness, and they're just going to monitor it. It's not going to be anything too serious. Will Guillory from The Athletic put up a tweet explaining basically said it wasn't Zion re-injuring his foot. He experienced some soreness the morning after a workout. The team decided to slow down his ramp-up process to manage the soreness, and there's no plan as of now to get additional scans on the foot. So this is good news. There's no like red flags or anything other than obviously his foot's pulled up a bit sore. I don't expect it to be 100% healed and 100% pain-free immediately. I think as you ramp up, you're going to get that soreness, you're going to get that tiredness. I mean, as someone who's suffered injuries, coming back from them is always a pain, and especially that first sort of ramp up, you want to go 100%, and then you do, and it feels fine, and then it pulls up a little bit sore. So until we hear otherwise, we take it on face value. Value what Andrew Lopez and Will Guillory and the guys that are around the team all the time see and are told. So, you know, I take that all on face value. And hopefully Zion is on the mend. Does this push back our 10 December prediction? Yeah, well, I think it does. I don't think he's going to be ready to go by then. It's probably another week on top of that. So maybe just before Christmas, do I revise my prediction? Let's have a look. I think it's going to be a home game. I don't think they're going to bring him back doing that. Maybe he comes back on, maybe against OKC on the 15th. That's an extra 5 days, perhaps. I don't know. Maybe. We'll see what happens. That'll be a good team for him to come back against, and hopefully we can beat them. But we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with that. There was footage of him today shooting some jumpers at training. They had a whole training for the practice for the first time in a little while. That was an expected planned one because they're back from Dallas, and he was getting some shots up after training and with Teaspoon, and that's what you like to see. So, you know, he's not like he's sitting around. He looks like he's starting to get his conditioning up a bit, and he is hoping that he's back and he's ready and raring, and no doubt you can see his attitude on the bench. He's loving it. And now with a few wins under the belt and definitely back in that play-in spot hunt, touch wood, he must be chomping at the bit to get back. You have to be. I think as a competitor, you must be. I think the worst part of any injury is having to watch your mates go out and play. And regardless of all the conjecture around, oh, attitude this, attitude that, whatever, and, you know, I've been critical of it as well, you have to believe that he wants to come out and play basketball. Surely. As a competitor, you have to. And, you know, as a guy that's played this game his whole life, he's really, really, really good at it. You want to be out there and you want to be performing. So, fingers crossed he gets out there soon and the team can keep winning in the interim, and then he comes back and he gives us that boost that really helps us fire up towards the middle of the season. So, game reviews. Now, that's enough Zion talk. Game reviews, it was sort of a tale of two games. So, the first game was against Dallas. That was in the Smoothie King Center, as we talked about on the previous show. It was coming up Wednesday, the 1st of December it was. Kicked us off. And the Pelicans were utterly slaughtered by the Dallas Mavericks, 139-107. Luka Doncic had something like 22-12 by halftime. He went absolute ballistic. He didn't almost triple-double. He had 28, 4, and 14 in 27 minutes. Porzingis had 20-10. Tim Hardaway Jr., 16. Jalen Brunson tore us apart. He had 17. They ended up shooting 71% from the field, or just short of 68.7% field. And when things are falling like that, 52% from three, what chance do you have? It means that they're getting in their rhythm early, and they did. And then the shots just kept falling because everyone was in rhythm. And by letting teams get into it early and perhaps not approaching the game as intensely as we had in previous games, and that comes down from tiredness and you know, various other factors, but I think they came out, Dallas took control of it early and never looked back. You know, they had 32 assists on the night, 18 three-pointers, even rebounds they beat us, turnovers, they had 18, so we forced 18, but we just didn't really execute and exploit that, which is disappointing. So it was all around, it was just an average game, not great at all. We had Josh Hart out, injured. He did tweak his leg in the previous game early on, and he played through that, but obviously pulled up a bit sore, and so he was unfortunately not available. So we had Garrett Temple starting. Brandon Ingram was fantastic. 29 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, 11 of 17 shooting, 3 of 5 from 3, and he did everything that he could. He honestly, he was just a man possessed trying to get put the team on his back. He was exceptional. The problem was there was no supporting cast in this one. When you had JV, who had come off a career-high 39 points, he follows it up with 6 points and 5 rebounds, 1 of 8 shooting, which is disappointing. You know, you hope that momentum continues, but unfortunately it didn't, and we ended up falling short, got absolutely hosed. Turnovers weren't a big issue, but things like second-chance points and were just an absolute killer. We got hammered. And that was a night where we shot 13 threes, which is pretty average for us. You know, we hit about them, that many per game, but the assists were down. 22 assists on the night on 40 made shots, which is still over 50%. But it also means that there's a lot of isolation. There's a lot of the ball sticking, and that's what we saw. It was guys trying to go one-on-one to break it down instead of moving the ball and looking for their teammates, that unselfishness. And by the time we had a chance to drag it back, the game was over. By the time we started figuring it out, pardon me, but it was already too big of a hole. I mean, the first quarter, they scored 41 points to our 23. Quarter two, we nearly matched them 26-23. But then third quarter, we let the rope go a bit, 35-29 and 37-32 in the last quarter. So they controlled the whole game. Even when the bench came on, they were better than us. And Luka was just, he was lights out. He was unbelievable. And every time you thought you had a good possession, he would do something crazy. Like there was one instance where we tipped the ball, it rolled towards the halfway line. He picked it up, turned around and shot it from, I don't know, 2 or 3 steps behind, in front of the half court line and hit it. And you're sitting there going, well, what can you do as the shot clock expires? It's just one of those guys that is so special unfortunately we just couldn't get it done. But the saving grace of this is that there was response. So we have a day off. Friday the 3rd, we fly down to Dallas, or drive down to Dallas, however they get there. 107-91. Pelicans beat them. And we threw the first punch. They got out to a little start, a little bit of a run. But the defensive mentality was there. So we had the same starting lineup. Garrett Temple was in. He was on Luka. And Dallas only scored 19 points in that first quarter. After last game where we let them score 41, that made them uncomfortable. We only scored 14 though, which when you have the worst first quarter that you could ever have and nothing's going in, to hold a team to 19 points when you know your shot's not falling, well, I think that's pretty impressive. And honestly, it was a much better game in terms of digging in. When you have your two worst first quarters, so we had the worst first quarter in this game and the worst one in terms of our scoring and against the Clippers. And in both those games, we came back to win by double digits. And isn't that impressive that if your offense lapses in the first quarter, you somehow have a whole heap more time to drag it back? Unsurprisingly, there's a lot more time if you struggle in the start than if you struggle in the third quarter or the fourth quarter, which is what we've seen in some of our losses this year. Now, second quarter, we dig in. Offense starts clicking, get 30 points. Third quarter, we get 35 points and the defense digs in and they start going cold. 20 points for them in the quarter to our 35 and we blow it open. Third quarter, all of a sudden, it becomes ours. And they call that the premiership quarter for a reason, because that's where you blow teams open. It's so much harder when you come out of a break and someone comes out and gives you a punch in the mouth for you to answer. So it was interesting to see that we took control of that second half, 28-23 in the last quarter. And it stems off, for the most part, the assist number. 30 assists on 37 made shots. So only 7 weren't directly attributed to a teammate setting their player up. And when you've got that unselfishness and that ability to create for others, good to great, we win. The games that we've won in recent times, we've had something like an average of 28 assists a game. And if you're going to do that, you make your teammates better, and then everyone's going. And then you don't get a game where it's just Brandon Ingram having to shoulder the load because he set other people up. And that's exactly what we saw in this. By halftime, he had 12 points and 12 assists. He ended, maybe three-quarter time. And by the end of it, he had 24 points, 8 rebounds, 12 assists, 2 steals, 7 of 20. And we were away. Herb Jones, 13 points. Devontae Graham, 13 points. Valanciunas, who was in foul trouble for most of the night, 14 and 11. Garrett Temple, 5 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal, 2 blocks. He was great. Nikhil had 9 points, and some of those big shots came in the last quarter. He struggled for the most part, 4 of 11 shooting. But when we needed him to make a shot in the last quarter, every time they challenged, he hit those shots. Billy Hernan Gomez, having to play 22 minutes because JV was in foul trouble, 12 and 14, 3 assists, and a block. He was huge. And when you get these guys involved, and you make it easy for him. And there's a video on Twitter that you can see of Najee Marshall when we put the bench on and they'd surrendered. The 30th assist of the night was Najee with a little cheeky bounce pass to Billy, who was rolling towards the bucket. Big jam. And, you know, Najee could have gone and shot that. He doesn't get many minutes. But now he's going viral over in that video because he did a cheeky bounce pass and made it so much easier for his big man. And isn't that, whereas if he had just shot the jump shot, wouldn't have heard anything of it. So, to me, that unselfishness and that understanding that the guys need to make each other better is paramount. Honestly, I was so impressed with how they responded after such a bad first quarter that, you know, you got to be proud of them. You can be nothing but proud of these guys. So, great response. That drags us back up, and actually it ruined my, I was trying to hold out to see whether or not the odds would go up again of us making play-in, but it drops, and now we're at $8.50 rather than $12.50, and I must have got greedy. So I didn't believe in the Pels enough to put it at the $12.50 mark, and now I'm eating my hat. So where does that put us in the standings? Basically it's 13 now, it makes us 13th in the West. We are 2.5 games behind San Antonio, who have played like a heap less games. They played 20, and we've played 25 games. Sacramento's played 23 games, and we're currently 3.5 games behind them, or 4 games behind them. So that takes us to 11th, and then Minnesota at 10th, and Portland's at 9th, and they're on the same at 11 wins and 12 losses. And we are currently, 6 games behind them. So 6 games gets us into the play-in. That seems so obtainable. And looking at these teams like that are currently in there, Denver, Lakers, Portland, Minnesota, all of them are gettable. Lakers, I don't care that they're loaded up. They are playing crap. They look bad. Denver is so injured. They have lost Michael Porter Jr. pretty much for the season. I think he's had back surgery. And while you've got Nikola Jokic, if you're missing those key supporting players, or your second all-star, or your like Jamal Murray, or your up-and-coming promising player that you've got in Michael Porter Jr., well, it makes it tough because the next guys have to do stuff that they aren't normally required to do. And doesn't that sound familiar? When you have stars out, that it makes it tougher to win. I don't know. Go figure. But what it says to me is that the Pelicans are in the driver's seat, because what you've got coming up, we have Houston tomorrow, and they're 6-16. They have won 4 straight. So it'd be good to break that streak. And that's got to come with intensity. We can't come out quiet against them because they're hungry. They don't want to lose. We then follow it up. After the Houston game, we play Denver, who are injured, so hopefully we can get them. That's at home. And then we've got Detroit, and that was the one I predicted that Zion would come back for. I don't think that's going to happen now. They're bottom of the East. San Antonio, we know that we need to beat them. And then Oklahoma City. So in the next five games, I think we need to win at least four of them. I think the Denver one is the only one we aren't guaranteed to win. We're not guaranteed to have a chance of winning. I think Denver's a very good side, and while they're injured, they've still got the MVP. Otherwise, we've hung with the best players in this conference. The guys can hang with anyone, and that's without Zion Williamson. So let's see what happens. I think we've got a chance, and I'll be looking forward to watching the Houston game tomorrow, and then reporting on that. 7-18. You know, we were all doom and gloom. We were 2-14 or whatever it was. And it'll be all right. It'll all come together. So, what did I like? The key takeaways, before I wrap up. Key takeaways of this game. So I'm getting ahead. I'm getting excited. And that's what happens when we win. I get up and about. So, what I like to see. Garrett Temple played on Luka Doncic and was great. He was really, really good. Plus 13 on the night. It's probably the best plus minus he's had the whole year, I guess. And that was for largely keeping Luka out of the game and understanding what is required of him. And when it's next man up, he has delivered in this situation, in this game. And that then takes the pressure off Herb. So Herb guarded him as well. And you managed to keep Luka Doncic to 21, 10 and 7. You know, he nearly triple doubles, but he's 7 of 20 shooting. And he's whinging. And he got 7 of 9 free throws, which were literally, had 7 turnovers. And literally, he was whinging and crying and carrying on. He was getting touch fouls. You couldn't even go near him, and he was getting fouls. If you're in the vicinity, he was shooting free throws. And it was just like the biggest cop-out. But anyway, if he didn't whinge, you'd be a much more likable player. But the guys did a great job. And Brandon Ingram, fantastic. This is second key takeaway is Brandon Ingram, 12 assists. And I think what highlights to me is that he realizes that he can't do this alone. And as the leader of the team, he's recognized that he needs to do this together. He needs all five guys. He needs all 10 guys in the rotation to do their part. And if it means that he gives his shot up to give his teammates the opportunity to get going, all the better for it. 12 assists, I think it was a career high, if my memory serves me right. And I'm just proud of Brandon for being able to recognize that he can get his, but he's got to get the other guys going as well. And all credit to him for doing that. Big game for Billy Hernan Gomez. The bench brigade was great. Everyone that played, that came off the bench, was really good in the second half and contributed. And that's what we like to see, because a team is the sum of its parts. And you can't win just by having one good player. And you have a look at the Lakers at the moment. They've got no LeBron. And they've gone and put other guys, in quotation marks, that are good players. But they're not winning, not convincingly. And, you know, they're getting beaten by teams that other teams are beating. Copying the Clippers into this one. You know, they ended up beating the Lakers. And you're sitting there going, well, the Pelicans have got, you know, these quotation mark non-all-star guys, non-top-tier players, and can beat them because they play as a team. And team is so important. And we cannot forget that this is a team. So, I'm going to leave it at that. We've got Houston next game. I'm excited to see how they come out and play. And I hope that we're celebrating again tomorrow after they come out and whip their behinds. So, fingers crossed. But anyway, this has been the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank. Give us a follow. Share what you can. And I'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.
This season, line, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Should GLP-1 weight loss medication like Wegovy and Zepbound cost thousands of dollars? We don't think so. Try LifeMD.com helps provide insurance access to the leading GLP-1 medications. Visit TryLifeMD.com and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0. Listen to Bridget's story after losing 55 pounds and using her insurance for coverage.
LifeMD helped me get covered with my insurance. Finding out that it was covered was huge. I've lost 55 pounds. I am so much healthier now that I've lost the weight. I would never be able to do it without them.
Get started today and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0 at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.